independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
A battleship on the end of a cruise missile or a tomahawk. What's up, party people? Happy, happy Friday. It's the Chad Benson Show. I told you something was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to happen this fast. I got to be completely honest with you. I did not think it was going to happen this fast. But you know what? Boom. It did. And I'm going to tell you guys this right now. Stop freaking out. Okay? Let's put the brakes on and not read into too much to what took place last night. What took place last night was fairly simplistic. A message was sent. Nobody is advocating that we go to war. Nobody is saying regime change through military action. Nobody is saying let's man up and put a bunch of people in Turkey and get ready to invade. Nobody's saying any of that. What took place last night was strategic messaging. Three things, potentially four things happened. Number one, that line that was drawn, guess what, kids? It's there and he knows it now. Period, case closed. Number two, the puppet that Trump is supposed to be based on the fact that Russia apparently runs everything now, that's not really the case. And number three, as he excused himself to say, Mr. Xi Jinping, I have to step in the other room and deal with a nut job who likes to use chemical weapons. I'm going to let you know, maybe you should get on the phone and tell the midget with the bad haircut in North Korea, he's next. Three messages, 60 plus tomahawks. Boom. That's it. Three messages, 60-plus tomahawks.
Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched.
Okay, few things. Russia, not happy with it, even though we give him an hour notice. Hey, you know what? You guys better hit the bricks because something's coming. Number two, very important. And it'll probably be a few days, maybe even weeks, to find out if we find out for sure. What did they know? Here's the thing. Old guy decided the red line was just, it was, wasn't really a line. You know, it was just something. And then they negotiated, right? Let me show you. Can I just tell you guys how close we were to enforcing the red line originally? The French had scrambled jets. John Kerry called them up and said, tell them to come back. That's how close we were, the last red line. Because we had worked out a deal with Russia. And Russia, right, Russia said, we're going to take care of this. He will never use this stuff again. It's all good, right? Do you see PolitiFact changed one of their 2013 or 2014, one of their ratings from mostly true about getting chemical weapons out of there to now false? I just thought it was kind of funny. There you go, kids. Message sent. What did Russia know? Did they know anything? And by the way, for all of the, they're pissed at us. Putin's upset because Assad did this. It's when you walk in there and say, what the hell are you doing? We're propping your ass up with the help of some Iranians, and you go and do this? Now, I got a lot of people yesterday who said, Chad, you know, once this happened, they were, oh, you know, this is a false flag. It's not real. The Americans might have done it, or it's definitely ISIS. It's not, you know, this. We shouldn't be dragged into something like this. It's not being dragged into a war. And you know what? The Germans, all right, the French, the British, our intelligence all said there's no doubt at all that this was the cat and the character that did this.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council.
Using a deadly nerve agent, Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. It was a slow and brutal death for so many.
Yeah, I think those, I have to be honest, pictures, they talk about it, says a lot of things. And I think there was some stuff that we probably didn't see. I think that bugged the crap out of him. I really do. I think it was something about that. And people are saying, well, it's a false flag. And I'm like, look, here, I'm not here to fight you on your conspiracy theories. You don't believe we landed on the moon. 9/11 was an inside job. I mean, you pick it, you know, Kennedy was killed by, I don't know, whatever you decide that you want to talk about with this. I'm not going to sit here and fight this. But I will tell you this. When we didn't enforce the red line BS last time in 2013, we lost a lot of credibility around the world. I think last night we gained a little bit of credibility back.
Providing security for the American people also means restoring America's standing in the world. From the very start of my presidency, I've worked to strengthen our alliances and improve our relationships all around the globe.
I don't know if he's going to strengthen our relationships all around the globe. I don't know what he's going to do. What I do know is this, I think, was the right response in a situation that was long in coming and overdue. And it was more than just a response to what took place the other day. No more leading from behind. It's now about leading from the front. No more paralysis by analysis. No more looking to everybody else for the answers so we can have a collective group. Time to be a leader. I think he did it last night. Others agree. Some don't. Some are angry. Right? More and more Democrats are saying, well, maybe he should have come to Congress. Well, Congress declares war. First, can I just say this about politicians? Congress wants you to come to them all the time. Right? They want you to come to them on bended knee and ask them if you have permission. This wasn't a declaration of war. This was a message. We're not at war with Syria. I will say this. I think within 12 to 24 months, there will be no thing called Syria. Or if there is, it'll be a quarter of what you see now. A message was sent. No more. The freaking out, the fright, the anger of, oh, goodness me, nation building. I do not want to nation build. I have zero interest in nation building. But there are some things that the UN was created to try to prevent, like the League of Nations was. And guess what? They're a paper tiger. The League of Nations was created to stop what took place after World War I. When Japan went in there that day and basically said, and did what they did, they realized they had no way to enforce anything. Then the UN was created in hopes that it would do the right thing in situations where tragedy and horror take place. And they're useless. They are useless. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Happy Friday. Hope you're doing well. Great show. So much stuff, man. We got so much stuff. Opioid addiction. We're going to talk about that. The insanity of California. But you can put this in any state, any city across the country, they have struck again with smiles on their faces. Oh, goodness. Gorsuch, Sweden, you name it. We got it. We are so, we may have to do like 6 hours. I don't even know. I'm not saying we will, but I'm just saying it's a possibility. Hey, if you're hiring right now, good for you. Improving economy? Yes. Consumer confidence index? Through the roof right now. Things are looking good. But you need an employee. You need somebody who's thinking more career than just another job. What do? ZipRecruiter.com. That's what you do. ZipRecruiter.com can in one click post your job to 200 plus sites, including Facebook and Twitter. You don't have to worry about all that craziness, right? They got this amazing interface where they're going to be able to help you rate these employees. So you go on there and you rate them yourself. I like that one. I like that. Don't like that one. That one. Boom. You pick the employee that you think is right. Doesn't matter what city, what industry, nationwide. Fortune 100 companies, small, medium-sized businesses like yours. Now, listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's you guys out there. How would you like to post your job for free today? Simple and easy. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report. Oh, baby. Urban word of the day. We got some Sweden news. We got Gorsuch, kids. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
It is me. It is you. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, put your hands together and give everybody a warm welcome to Mr. Mike Pence.
On this vote, the ayes are 54, the nays are 45. The nomination of Neil M. Gorsuch of Colorado to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Pour some sugar on me! Yes, kids. Gorsuch, nuclear option was used. They went nuclear, and guess what? Boom. There you go. Starting Monday. We were talking earlier today. How many robes do you think they have, Producer Phil? Do you get like a bunch of robes?
They might just have a closet full of them, and you go pick one out, and they get cleaned once or twice a month.
Yeah, like I want stuff, right? Like, do you get hats? I mean, is there swag? There's got to be some swag, right? A little bit of swag? Maybe some tearaways? Like basketball players where they just stand up and tear away their robe and they throw it down on the ground and some guy comes and grabs it and then wipes the floor like in basketball? That would be awesome. That would be. He's going to be the ninth. It doesn't change anything on the court. So, you know, they thought this was the thing that they needed to do. They did it. I don't know why they did it. I think there are bigger fish to fry, especially when it comes to what they're going to be facing potentially in, say, the next year and a half or so. You've kind of went out there and you used all of your ammunition. And what are you going to do now? I'm just curious. And everybody talks about, like, you know, well, this it's always been, you know, 60 votes, and they've done this. I mean, you know, you look back in the old days, this the cloture and all this stuff that they talk about, the 60, that stuff is, it's not been around forever. It's not. There are some archaic things in this. It used to be just kind of like, who gets 51 votes kind of thing. It's changed over the years, as has everything else. But it is what it is. We smile, we move on, it changes nothing in your life, but I thought I'd throw that out there. The next one, potentially, could be, I don't want to say a game changer, it's hard, and you don't want to say that when it comes to the court, right? Like, I don't want to say that court-wise, like, this is a game changer, because you want your justices to be unbiased and not activists, but that's where we've, you know, changed everything over the last 20, 30 years, and they're now activists more than they are judges, and you point them from a political point of view rather than anything else. And that's, you know, yes, they have all of this great, you know, knowledge and they've got great resumes, but it's your side, my side, and I don't think court should be your side, my side. That's just me, though. Maybe I'm insane. Maybe you are. Maybe it's all that working out. Okay, so I worked out today. This is a great story. Phil, have you ever been to a gym, like worked out at a gym?
Not since high school. I take that back. Right, no, so I used to play racquetball at a gym.
Okay. So I go to this gym, and I don't know if you guys go to a gym too, but like there's always this sense that like if you wander over to the free weight section, they're all kind of like a gang. Like, what are you doing over here? It's like the yard for the gym. Like, and they give you dirty looks. So today I wandered over because I usually run and then I do core workout in my stomach and then I do I just do the machines. But today I thought, you know what, I'm going to hit the free weights. And I wandered over there and, you know, it was uncomfortable at first. They kind of all gave dirty looks, you know, and the girls, they're wearing their tight pants and they got the belt on like they won a world championship and they're lifting weights. You know, they're taking it super serious. Like, I don't take it that serious. I just feel like, why are you working out? I want to be healthy and not gross. You're working out because apparently you are a model or something. I'm not quite sure. But I braved it today, and I felt good about myself. Some dirty looks at first, but I worked through it. Sometimes you got to go out on the yard, man. And you just got to pick the biggest guy out there, and you have to throw a weight at him. Oh, you know what's great, too? Because I go over there, and I hit the weights pretty hard today. And I'm looking over, and the guys are working out. And I'm like, man, we're kind of doing the same thing. And it's just, why don't I look like that? What drug do I have to take? And you're like, oh, I'm here 6 hours today. I'm like, oh, that is why. I have a job. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program. How do you feel about Syria? Good, bad, or indifferent? Are you mad at Trump? We still haven't talked about Sweden. We got so much stuff to talk about. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And you're gonna build a wall.
I think she's got some Grammys. You say the word Joan Baez, everybody knows who she is. That's her new song called Nasty Man. It is just horrible. That is horrible. Producer Phil, I want you to do just produce anything and we'll get it viral. Because it can't be as bad as that. That is horrible.
Nothing can be as bad as that.
Nothing can be as bad. That's what we should have shot over there last night. Her and Fiona Apple singing that song. Assad's like, I give up. ISIS is like, we're out. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. You can weigh in throughout the day about what is going on in Syria. What do you think? Did we do the right thing? Did we do the wrong thing? You can always text the program 323-538-2423. And, of course, we've got a poll up at Chad Benson Show right now. And it's about Gorsuch. It is about Gorsuch. We've got a couple of them. The first one, and I really, you know, was it, did the GOP do the right thing in using the nuclear option to confirm him. 67% said yes. And do you agree with the President Trump's response to Assad's use of weapons of mass destruction? 88% says yes, they do. Feel free to take the poll at Chad Benson Show. Simple and easy as that. Opioid addiction, heroin, absolutely horrible. Horrible. I like to talk about things that touch our lives. Everybody in the world has a story. Person you're riding next to tonight on the bus or a train, you get on a plane with, right? Standing behind in the line at the grocery store or the department store, or see walking across the street. All of them have stories. Some are good, some are bad. A lot of people, it's a bit of both. This is about a story of a family in Ohio. Ohio has been devastated by heroin and opioid addiction. Devastated. You couldn't believe. And it has spread from the quote-unquote urban areas to suburban areas. And more people are paying attention because people are dying at an alarming, alarming rate.
In the farmland of rural Ohio, the last year has harvested a crushing sadness. The longest road Roger Weinmiller has ever endured.
You just stand there helpless and just watch it happen. There's nothing you can do.
Last March, his 31-year-old daughter Heather visited him. She excused herself and shut the door.
It was about 10:05 at night. She reduced right here in my bathroom.
Right here?
Yeah. I'm the one that found her.
His loss, sadly, is growing more common, especially in Ohio, where a new CDC report shows an average of 9 people died from a drug overdose every day in 2015.
That is scary. And it's growing. It is growing. More and more people are getting addicted. We've got to do something about it. The drug war, right? We talk about wars. I don't want to fight any more wars. Sometimes you need to punch bullies in the face. I think last night we sent a message. Sometimes wars, unfortunately, are a necessity. But we've got to do something else. You realize, man, kids, heroin and the craziness of how fast this has spread. This, to me, is frightening. And it's coming to a town near you. And I bet most of you listening have somebody that you know, whether it's an acquaintance or a family member, or dare I say a friend, or maybe even yourself, that got hooked. Maybe you had a bad back. Maybe you hurt yourself at work. Whatever it was, and then all of a sudden, that just spun out of control. And then you look up and you're addicted. You're addicted, and you don't know what to do. You don't know how to get out of it. And it's as that starts to spiral, bad things start to happen. Because once you can't get those opioids, the next best thing is heroin.
5 days before Christmas, Roger and his son, Roger T., would suffer another loss. Gene Weinmiller was just 37 when he died, also from a heroin overdose.
My brother's my best friend. And between him and my sister, all the stuff with my sister hit and my brother at the same time, and it's like being punched in the gut by a heavyweight boxer. And knowing that I was still addicted and still wanted to get high made me sick to my stomach.
That's right. Roger T. is addicted to heroin, too.
This is all the same family. So you have a dead sister, a dead brother, and the third in the family is addicted. Could you imagine that as a parent? Could you imagine as a parent going through something like that? I saw the battle my mother had with my sister. I grew up in a situation where I was around drugs. I was around alcohol. It was prevalent. I saw a lot of things I shouldn't have seen. I saw the repercussions of making poor choices right in front of me, to the point where my father died when I was just about 16 years old of a heart attack, but it was like his fifth heart attack brought on by, yes, drugs. Massive amounts of drugs. I watched my mother battle my sister with her addictions, and it is horrible. It is absolutely horrible. My sister had everything and every opportunity in life. And just goes, drugs and addiction, they don't care what color your skin is. They don't care what your sexuality is. They don't care what your religion is. They don't care what you identify as. Because once they get you, they have got you.
His brothers and sisters' deaths have motivated him to allow his father to drive him to outpatient rehab. Doses of Suboxone ease his cravings. Counseling tries to ease his pain.
I look forward to the future for the first time in a long time.
They're now on the road to recovery together.
I pray that you're my success story.
For so many families like theirs, the stakes could not be higher as heroin hits home.
It is horrible. I mean, it is so bad to see. We were in Ohio for the convention, and we met some people, and they were saying, you know, they live in what they called Cuyahoga Falls, or they called the Caucasian Falls, a pretty well affluent. Now, Phil, you were in Toledo for a long time. Cuyahoga Falls, pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty decent.
Every night, kids, women, men, younger and younger. I was talking to this girl, and she just said to me, she goes, you have no idea how many of my sons and daughters' friends have some sort of addiction. It's not, hey, this kid drinks a little bit, or they're smoking some weed now. It's a totally different world. And it's terrifying. And we've got to take a different look on how we approach drug addiction in this country. I see now that cops are getting that drug that they can administer when they get to somebody who's overdosed on heroin that will reverse it, you know, relatively quickly. To think that now we have to ask our police to be first responders and administer something just goes to show you the nightmare of what's out there. We must take a different approach. We do. And we need to look at the medical field, and we look at how many of these drugs are prescribed and how they have become like candy. Everybody. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. DIGCHAT.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Somebody said, Joan Baez is the reason you know pot's bad for you. Oh, my God. That was just the worst. Let's listen to another one of those horrible clips. Do you want ripped out of Michelle's veggies? I like this one.
From the former residents and Mrs. Perlitz left you corn and lima beans and tomatoes. You said rip them all out. They'll only give me gout. And that's unbecoming for a future dictator. That's unbecoming for a future dictator.
Did you use the word gout in a song? Could you imagine that? I can't believe about psoriasis. Trump is a pariasis. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423. I want to know your feelings on what took place last night. Did the president make the right decision? I say yeah, but I want to hear from you. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Text the program as well, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Like, yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
I don't think Syria is going to be a stable, unitary government at any time in the very near future, but I do think we can begin to take steps to provide alternatives to Assad's rule.
Marco Rubio talking about Assad, talking about the precision strike last night of some 60-plus Tomahawk missiles that rained down on the air base where apparently some people don't believe, but where, you know, they launched the attack from. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Hadding, Florida, what's happened?
Yeah, I think it's very unlikely that Assad was responsible for this attack. People seem to have the idea that Assad has a history of doing chemical attacks against his own people. These people have not checked their facts. The United Nations followed that situation for some years. Carla Del Ponte, an official with the UN, stated in early 2013 that they had noted numerous examples of the rebels in Syria using sarin and had not seen any example of Assad's government using sarin. Now, there was an incident in August 2013 that was loudly blamed on Assad, but forensic testing, after all the noise died down, showed that he had not done it. It was the rebels again. There's no history of Assad doing this, but we know that the rebels do it.
Okay, we know. So, and where are you getting this?
I got that from the Associated Press and also okay. from...
Because here's from the UN published report that said that on more than a few occasions, they had been used in Damascus, in Ghouta, and that it was from, yes, indeed, not the rebels, not ISIS, but
okay,
from...
I don't know what source you're looking at there.
I'm looking at the BBC, but I'm sure that they're about the false flag too, and I'm also looking at the UN reports right now with from Ban Ki-moon talking about who's accountable here.
The name you need to look for is Carla Del Ponte. There was a widely reported statement from her in early 2013 that they'd noted many examples of the rebels and no examples of Assad doing this. This thing is too far away for us to know what the hell we're doing, which is a very good reason why we should follow an America First foreign policy. If Assad goes, we know for a fact that what is going to replace him will not be better. In every example where we've overthrown some government about which we were told some fantastic lies, the result ended up being very bad.
Okay. I appreciate your call, man. There you go. And look, I'm not here for regime change. I'm not here. I think regime change is not what we should be about. We shouldn't be nation building. Let people deal with their own things. But there comes a point in time where people have to stand up and say enough is enough. By the way, here are the nations that support the missile strikes. Britain, Germany, France, Turkey, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Australia, Italy, Poland, the United Arab Emirates, Canada, China and Sweden are neutral. Here are the nations that are opposed. Syria, Russia, Iran. Putting it out there, kids. Putting it out there. 844-DIG-CHAT. Roland, talk about drug addiction.
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
All right. I was just telling young personal phone. You know, you're talking about addiction. I lost my son a year and a half ago. Fentanyl, heroin combination. My neighbor died. It's in all neighborhoods, rich, poor. You know, it don't make no difference if you don't make no money or you make a lot of money. People get into it. But Chad, you would think that people see that this one died and hear about this one that, well, why even attempt it? You know.
Yeah. You know what? Roland, let me tell you something. I see those billboards with the people who do like meth, and they show somebody who's a really pretty girl or a handsome looking dude. And then 4, 5, 6, you know, pictures later, they're missing their teeth and there's stuff, you know, what's coming, but because of that addiction and because of how it starts out and you think you have control of it, by then you start chasing the dragon, as they say, and it's out of your hands.
Smoking weed don't do that.
And that
smoking
no,
weed don't do that.
But here's the thing about opioids is you get to the point where you look for that next high. And that's what heroin provides it in a cheap way, man. And there is not a lot you can do about it. Sorry for your loss, brother. I appreciate you calling today on that. 844-DIG-CHAT. Quickly, Earl, you got about a minute. Let's do it.
Just got a minute? Donald's evil twin, but I wanted to talk about drugs, but I'll talk about the missile strike. Speak softly with Terry Astique big stick. The only thing he does wrong is he doesn't speak softly. I think he did a wonderful thing last night. He's putting the world on notice that we are here and we're not going to take what they've been dishing out.
Yep, absolutely, man. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. And you know what? I just think last night we reiterated to the world that we are here, that there is a new sheriff in town. The new sheriff looks like this. The new sheriff acts like that. He is going to be more of a walking tall than he is leading from behind. And by the way, the leading from behind comment is a comment taken in such a way. You don't, when you lead from behind, you do that with cattle. We're going to lead from the front. And I think last night was a good thing. Other people disagree. Want to hear from you, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program. Got a lot of texts coming in. Take the poll at Chad Benson Show, ChadBensonSon. Later on tonight, Jim Kennedy is going to join us. He's a lot to say about this and a bunch of other stuff, including taxes and health care that are still out there to be fought for. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.